Anav Vav Siv Sif. Eino Oine Omen Achav Goal Yisrael Yishum. The Machaber holds that when you finish Goal Yisrael, you should not answer Amen before Shemen Esrei, because you should not be Masik at all between the end of the Brach of Gula and Shemen Esrei. Rambam says, Yishayim Da'oinim V'chein No'yagim. And that is the minig to answer Amen. Amen is not to answer Amen after our own brachas, even though it's the end of a series of brachas. So therefore, the person down by himself, he would not answer Amen on Goal Yisrael. But if he's in the shul and he hears the chazan finishing off, he would answer Amen before Sar Shmon Esrei. And Shabruah brings an eitzah to be yotzi both shitas. In other words, the Mechaber says, do not answer Amen after Goal Yisrael. And Moses says, yes. He says, you should try to finish the Baruch Goal Yisrael together with the Chazan. Then you don't have to answer Amen, since you yourself finished the Baruch together with him. Another Eitzah is to start a drop before the Shliach Tzibah. In other words, before he says the word Yisrael, you already say Hashem Sfosai, and even though you're not allowed to start before the tzibah, but just a word or two before them is alright. And once you say the words Hashem Sfasai, you cannot answer, because that's considered the start of Shemon Esher. Some places there's a minig that the chazan does not say the words Goal Yisrael out loud, and maybe people will not answer after them. There are achrayim that did bring them, they bring the svara, but the ma'isa, according to, we see from the Mishabur that was not his minig. The chazan would say Goal Yisrael out loud, and then if somebody wants to get out of the Safi, but they should answer Amen. They should either finish together with him, or start Shemon Esrei drop before Sif Ches. So, this mode of Gula L'Tvila. One should not be mastic at all between the Bracha of Goel Yisrael and the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Hashem Sfas at Tiftach. Lo Yavsek La'acha She'om Goel Yisrael Rak in Eire Oine She'lo Yidiyach Tfilin That is down with the Gula L'Tvila Oz Manif Lo Yivarech Aleim Ad Acha She'ispal. But one thing you can't be mastic for between Gula and Tfila is if you didn't have tefillah until then, and the bidyuk came to you between Gula and tefillah, then you are allowed to put on the tefillah, because it's necessary for Shemon Esrei. One should have his tefillah on for Shemon Esrei. It's considered a higher level of kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim in his tefillah when he has a tefillah on. But you should not make the brachas till after Shemon Esrei. Our talis, like in the year, you shouldn't put on the talis at that point of time, because that is not necessary. So here's a chiddush that even though he is not talking, but any type of fasting between Gula and Tfila has to be avoided. So for Tfila, one can find Tfila, for Talas, it's not a hefty. Vim Arsha, lo yam agal yisrael, it's down with Talas at Tfila, ma nicha, lo yivokalim, ad achar at Tfila. If you got Talas and Tfila before it, he said Gula Yisrael, then he could put them on before it says Gula Yisrael, or as he said before, it said Baruch Atah Hashem, obviously, because once he said Baruch Atah Hashem, you have a masik also in the middle of that part of the bracha. And I make the bracha on them after Shemon Esrei. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Rambam says, Yishayim Yishikredu Goel Yisrael, Yivarach al Tefillin, Lo Chinov. The meaning is to make a bracha on Tefillin, because before he said, Baruch Atah Shem Goel Yisrael, that's when he's still in the middle of the bracha. Now we learned before that in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, one can make a bracha on Tefillin. Let's be careful not to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, Yivarim Berk, because that's just a chumra. And since this is the time that you should not be masik, unless it's 100% necessary, you will not say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus.